Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following is a production of Dirty Mo Media.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dirty Mo Live! Let's rehash these Christmas memories! Let's drink that eggnog! Let's get that mulled wine! Let's get them cinnamon sticks! Let's go!
Come on!
If that doesn't fire you up, I don't know what will. God, we love Dustin, man. Thank you, Dustin, for getting us started off the right way. He's the man.
We went early just for that. Seconds.
Oh, gosh.
Dustin, one more. One more from, like, from the distance.
No.
He's out.
We already went live. You can't do it again.
I love it. Well, welcome to Dirty Mo Live, everyone.
Just, I wanted a hell yeah from the gift shop.
Yeah. You know? Well, hey, you know what? You still might hear one. You never know.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
Andrew here says... He's headed down to North Carolina. First stop is Junior Motorsports.
Oh, awesome. Well, when?
Buy all your Dirty Mo gear.
Are you going to be here within the next hour?
If you're here within the next hour, we will be sitting here. So.
Yeah. Nice. Driving down to North Carolina. Is that from where? Where is he coming from?
What's the closest track you're coming from?
Yeah.
Isn't that how we measure everything?
Yeah.
How far from Daytona are you?
Yes. Wow. People are already throwing in their Christmas
morning
movies.
Double O. I did put in the comments, like, put in the chat your favorite Christmas movie. Oh. So if you are watching, please just go ahead and load up the chat with Christmas movies. Give us a little bit of inspiration before we get into our draft.
I've got my list. Well, hold on. You tweeted last night. Oh, man. First pick. Locked and loaded.
He said he has his first pick. He didn't say you have the first pick.
No. I just said.
But what if one of us takes it?
That's fine. But I know what I'm going to go with my first pick.
Are you convinced that if you had the third pick, you will get your first pick?
No.
Okay. So to Kerlin's point then.
I know.
Kerlin's right on this one.
He's sort of right. I'm not saying.
He's 100% right on this one, and you know I don't want to admit that.
Andrew Garrett says that they're going to be here at 3, coming in from Virginia.
All right, well, we might be here.
Maybe be here.
We'll see. We'll see if we get cut out of here
I think
a little bit early.
I might be here.
You've got a lot of work to do.
Because I have to edit DBC and my packet pickup for my half marathon tomorrow doesn't open until 4. So I'm trying to time that on my way back.
First of all, DBC Christmas episode yesterday, that was a fun one.
Yeah.
I didn't get to go, and I was kind of disappointed. I was going to cut over there, you know, about halfway through, but I had work to do. How if you had to give us one word to describe the show.
Can I give you two?
Sure.
Dutch oven.
That's all you need to know.
I was going to say it too.
That's all you need to know.
It was a good one. It was fun.
Stay tuned. It'll be dropping next week.
Monday.
Yeah. Monday.
Monday morning. First thing in the morning.
Monday morning.
Beverages were consumed.
I would be disappointed if they weren't.
Tyler Reddick brought those.
Beast
Unleashed.
Monster
Beast. Have you ever
Unleashed?
Had those?
No. We got no, because I value my life.
We got three up. We got three upstairs. If you'd like one,
I'll try one at some.
Listen,
point.
Listen, I tried one. It was pretty good.
They taste just like the regular, which is the dangerous part.
Yeah,
they're 6%.
That's
6%.
That's scary.
But it was fun, especially there's a lot of news going on in the NASCAR world, especially with the spotter side of things. So to hear them discuss those things, it was good.
It's interesting.
James, Dutch oven, what the heck?
Yeah
you're just going to have to. Dalton doesn't know.
You don't even know the context of that. You know what? It's funny because Freddie in the group me sent a picture of a Dutch oven. And I wanted to reply and be like, I have no idea what this means, but hey, I'm here for it. And I'll be excited to listen to it on Monday.
Man, yeah. It was. Tyler brought his A game, man. Like he brought drinks for everyone. He even he had a choice of two sweaters to wear Like, he brought multiple outfits trying to figure out, like, which one should I wear? Like, he was invested in this Christmas show. It was awesome to see.
That's cool. I mean, it's always good to see someone, like, really buy into what we're doing here at Dirty Mo Media, especially a, you know, full-time cup driver. So.
Yeah.
And a good one at that. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean,
you got a half tomorrow? Full? What's
half?
Your?
13.1.
13.
You can put one of those dumb stickers on your car when you're done with it?
No.
Okay, thank you.
That's not, you're going to run 13.1 miles, and I'll probably plan to drink 13.1 beers tomorrow. Me, at least me and Travis.
You want
to
do that?
Between the two of us.
You got to start at 8, though. And then,
yeah.
And then wait, we're going to see who finishes first.
I promise you, I could probably finish first, but I know Travis could finish first.
No, I've actually, we did this once when I was at ESPN, and it didn't go well for me.
So someone ran?
We went to...
Now, wait, hold on. If it helps, the course is hilly, so you're going to have a little bit more time than normal.
The person was running in Rhode Island. There was like six of us, literally went to Rhode Island, and I tried to drink 13 beers while he ran third. Like, literally simultaneously live streamed it. Like,
I guess if you're doing...
It's 90 minutes, basically.
To get 13 beers.
Yeah.
So that's like one
I'm guessing you run like about 90 minutes.
Not tomorrow.
Oh. That's what my friend ran it in.
Even still, I mean, if you're doing 13 beers in 2 hours, that's like
tomorrow,
a beer every 10 minutes.
Tomorrow's going to be closer to the 2-hour mark because I've put forward 12 days total of training for this. So I'm going in a little underprepared. And also, it is going to be the hilliest.
And chilly, too.
The hilliest half marathon course I've ever. I don't think chilly's really going to play into
it. I was going to say, do you like it cold?
Like,
colder
chilly's
side?
Actually going to be better than not. Mm. It's going to be a little bit on the cold side. I think it's going to start at like 40, 45 degrees in the morning. That is cold to start a race. But by the end of it, it'll be close to 50, 55.
Gotcha.
Which is like
ideal running temperature.
We wear like sports leggings.
I'll wear shorts.
I swear by those.
I'm still trying to figure out what I'm doing. I'm going to wear shorts, I think a shirt, and then I'm going to have a normal short sleeve shirt, and then I'm going to have arm sleeves that I can, you know, remove if I get too hot or keep on if I... don't. Sure. So I think that's the plan.
Quick shout out
again
to Ken from
Canada. I don't
really
have a plan. Nice.
All the way from the Great North State. I don't think that's actually what it's called, but we're going to call it that on this show.
If Tyler Reddick is Santa, then who is Buddy the Elf?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we commented Brett Griffin.
That makes sense.
And then Freddie was Santa.
Jeff Gordon.
Freddie was wearing a Santa hat. Oh, yeah, it was good, man. Should we get into this?
Yeah, so Christmas movies.
We did Christmas songs last week. Yep.
So we're just going to, you know, keep it going.
I would say Christmas movies are, some of these movies are so good that I wouldn't even just classify them as a Christmas movie. They're just a good movie all around.
There's good Christmas movies, and then there's good Christmas movies that are just elite movies.
That you would just watch.
Right, pretty much any time
I'd watch on an April Tuesday.
Exactly.
Yeah. Got it.
So, yeah, I guess we could get right into this.
One rule. If there is a sequel or anything, you don't get all of the movies.
Right.
You don't get the series.
You pick which movie it is.
Okay.
Obviously.
What if they're like remakes?
That's fine.
Then you specify which.
It's got to be. You got to specify the year.
Yeah. And I mean, that's fine. I think there's multiple different, you know, genres and studios that do these things. I will say, I'm sure you've seen people do this before, right? It's all over the internet, but we want to have fun with it. So we always like to have our chat tell us who's going to go first. So from this point forward.
I've never gone first yet.
Whoever comments the name, Andrew, Dalton,
Kaylee,
or Travis.
I swear to God if you're in
now,
there.
No, Kaylee's doesn't count.
Yeah.
Unless she picks us, one of us.
Yeah, okay.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
She can't pick Dalton.
If Kaylee
the first
goes,
name that comes up.
What if Dalton wants the last pick? Like, because
I don't think
it's
he does
strategy.
Well. I think he wants second.
I don't know who I want, honestly.
Dalton.
No.
Oh, wait,
baby,
no.
That
wait, no.
Count.
That doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
I go first.
Okay. Andrew goes first.
I can always count.
Baby, I love you,
O.
but you've gotten the first dib too many times, so.
I'm going second, too.
Okay, well, now we got Andrew second, and we'll see if he can get third.
Of course, Andrew Garrett has to vote for me.
Of course. Okay. And Jeff, our buddy Jeff, suggested a movie for us, so.
overwhelmingly,
Andrew.
Nobody has picked either of us yet.
I have the first four picks. because half the chat apparently looks like
their
name.
Half the chat
named
is
Andrew.
Named Andrew.
This is
apparently
fantastic. All right, who goes second, Dalton or Travis?
I think Travis should go second.
Okay, I'll go second.
Travis has gotten the short end of the stick a lot on these things. So
Have you seen where people on Instagram make a group chat of all the people with the same name as them?
Yes.
They're like, how are we doing?
Yeah. They'll be like, we're going to meet up on like this date, like 2 years.
I had a
future friend
that was in a Facebook group.
Yeah, like all the Jeffs or whatever. Yeah,
yeah, I want to do that. I don't think there's many Andrew Curlins. Maybe I'll have to do all the Andrews in the chat here. All
right, so.
We need a second pick.
No, I'm going second.
No, Travis is going to go second.
Oh.
Because I've gotten first pick, I think.
There we go.
Once. Travis. There you go.
Yep. Yeah, there we now go. Deborah said Dalton. Yep.
So, nice. Yeah, before we pick stuff, give us, you know, a little lead in why the movie you think deserves to be where it's at. And
yeah, because you're picking the number one.
And, yeah, we'll do that for every movie. Give us a little bit of color.
So, I'm picking number one and number four. You know, 00 actually mentions this, the Star Wars Christmas special, anyone. That's a solid, like, it's not on my list.
Wait,
but
what's the Christmas special?
Never seen it. There's a Star Wars Christmas special?
Yeah, yeah.
What is
elaborate.
It? Elaborate. Like
so, it's been so long, but it's like, I'll have to look it up, but there was a Star Wars Christmas special. And it was like with 00, maybe you can explain it better. It's like Chewbacca's family or something.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That
it was kind of cheesy.
I'm going to give it a
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I will say, though, Star Wars gives off Christmas vibes.
Wrong.
What?
Yeah, for me.
Wrong.
Absolutely.
Hold on.
No, it doesn't.
Elaborate.
Because at least my Star Wars movie theater watching experience was the most recent trilogy, right? And all of them, I think, came out in December, in the Christmas time. So,
but how
it was
do they give
always,
off Christmas vibes?
I'm saying,
for
like,
you,
like,
it's nostalgic
it's
of Christmas.
It's nostalgic of Christmas.
So it's not the movie itself, it's
just
the memory associated with it.
Yeah, yeah, okay. It's like a December
That's
movie.
That's different, because I've never watched a Star Wars and been like, man.
All right, so 00 is saying it's horrible. So
Princess Leia was singing. They call it Life
Day. All right. So if 00's saying it's bad, we're not putting it. You can't. I don't think anyone's
going to pick it. It wasn't on my
list.
Right, okay. Yeah. Number one pick. This is going to be tough because I know I'm not going to get my number two or number three.
I'm honestly, before you say
anything, the number one pick is important.
I am. I'm just going to say, like, I don't know what you're going to pick, but I'll be shocked if you don't pick a certain movie. Number one. I think there's a clear cut number one pick across the board.
I think so too.
Okay. So let's hear what you have to say.
Then it's probably not going to be what you think. I mean, I love this movie. I think it is hilarious. It is one that we, like, if I had a vote in putting this on the TV, this would be the one. I mean, my grandparents reference it all the time. Okay. My parents love referencing this movie.
I don't think it's the movie that I'm thinking of.
Give me Christmas Vacation.
Okay. Number one. That's acceptable. Not the movie I thought you were going to go with.
Same.
Christmas Vacation. I think that's a respectable number one. I think that's one of the few movies.
I didn't think it'd go number one, but I don't think it's a bad pick.
Exactly. Like, listen, I had to pick that because I love that movie, and it's not getting around to number four, I feel like.
You're right. I mean, and I was talking with Travis earlier today. I was thinking that, you know, there's a couple that could slot into this first round. There are some Christmas movie juggernauts, mm-hmm. and then there's like a second tier and whatever. That is the Christmas movie, one of the Christmas movie juggernauts.
I mean, yeah, my grandparents, like, they love the Cousin Eddie character.
Cousin Eddie is phenomenal. My favorite line from the whole thing is, "Dad, that tree's not going to fit in our yard. It's not going in our yard, it's going in our living room." That's my favorite line of the whole thing. Man.
And like, at least for me, it seems like the most edgy comedy of all the Christmas movies.
So you're also a big Seinfeld fan.
Yeah.
Is the fact
and
that,
so,
like,
Julia Louis-Dreyfus, she's in it.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yep.
The Pledge of Allegiance. Mm-hmm. I pledge allegiance to the flag. Yeah.
Yeah.
Say grace. Grace died 30 years ago.
Yeah.
That's such a... There's so many lines from that.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear
it. Let's go on.
I've had the second pick now back-to-back weeks, and I feel like...
Do you feel like that's a blessing or a curse?
Yes, because I feel like each time... The number one pick has just been handed to me.
I honestly agree with you.
I'm liking this number two.
If you don't pick this movie at number two and it falls to me at number three,
give me Home Alone.
Oh!
That's not at all the movie I thought you were going to pick.
It is.
I mean, again, it is up there.
That is, it's
up there in the juggernaut category.
It's Home Alone.
It's up there. It is.
Elf, right?
Three is Elf. I'm taking Elf.
So that was Elf. I was between Christmas Vacation and Elf.
So
that's crazy.
Christmas Vacation. No, that's a good pick. But
yeah.
I just didn't think that Elf would get to three. Elf, I could watch it any time of year. Jon Favreau's directing. Like, it's phenomenal. They did improv in the middle of New York City. I mean, it's so good.
It's a great movie. But
Home Alone.
It's Home Alone. It's
dang.
Like,
Jeff Coffey's never seen Elf.
Oh, you got to watch it.
You got to.
Jeff, I don't care if you're working. Once we're done, don't leave yet. Then once we're done, you go watch it.
Yeah.
If you're working, stop. Don't work.
So Home Alone.
It's so one of the reasons is like.
One. The first one.
I grew up with it where Elf is newer. And I love Elf, but it's not something that...
Sorry, Tim's just showed me something.
My girlfriend just said every time I say juggernaut, drinks. So I'm going to make sure to fit that one in as much as I can.
I'm not drinking, though, right now.
Home Alone is a great movie.
Yeah.
I mean, having Marv and Joe Pesci, which is one of my favorite actors of all time, be in it is great. The music...
You can't go wrong with it.
It feels like Christmas.
Just updating the... so it's... Oh, you get another pick.
Okay. So, yeah. Elf. Elf is phenomenal. I mean, it just... All around is so good.
00. Travis picking Home Alone 2 next.
Man, I cannot believe. Elf was number one on my list. And I got Elf. And I get to pick my number two movie.
Elf was third on my list.
Yeah, Dalton's already set up to win this... juggernaut of a draft.
Like, I can get my one and two picks still.
I have my number one, and I'm about to take my number two, and it is, I quote this movie, you can ask my family, I quote it all the time. I do the voice. I have a coffee mug with quotes from this movie on it. It is probably my favorite Christmas movie, even though Elf, I think, is the best Christmas movie, in my opinion.
Don't do it to me.
And it is How the Grinch Stole Christmas with Jim Carrey.
Okay, cool. It's not even on my list.
Dang. Yeah.
That is such a good movie.
I like Don't your care. List. Like, your yeah. list is elite already.
Yeah, it's a juggernaut.
It's a juggernaut, yeah. man.
I didn't even have that on my list.
Cheers.
4 o'clock, Jazzercise.
Dang, man.
5 o'clock, Wallow in Self-Pity.
I was hoping it's that would favorite. Be one that could get back yeah. to me.
6 o'clock, Dinner with Me. I can't cancel that again.
All right, so my second pick, we're going to stay with my childhood, okay. one of my favorite movies, Santa Claus.
The Santa Claus with Tim Allen?
Yes.
Dang,
phenomenal.
Man.
Great movie. Although I've seen a lot of hot takes about it on social media this year.
Well, I think it's because there's the new TV version of it
Well, not even
Disney
that,
Plus.
But I saw someone say it's not a Christmas movie because the majority of it takes place in, like, April. And, like, all this stuff, because it's like you see the whole year.
He fucking delivered gifts as Santa Claus. If that's not a Christmas movie, none of them are.
I agree. People are saying, like, oh, you know, a movie that will probably come up later that is not necessarily a Christmas movie, but is considered a Christmas movie, is more of a Christmas movie than...
Oh, good.
I agree.
Those people
the
need to
The Santa Claus
it.
Is phenomenal. It's Oh, I'm sorry. It's marvelous.
White milk's fine.
I'm running out of movies here.
We told you. You only made a list of 10, right?
We told you to do more than 10.
You said 10 is all you had.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. Who's...
It's time to wake up.
You get back-to-back picks, at least.
The Santa Claus is just so good. I can't... I'll talk about the Santa Claus
I'm
while
afraid
you
of what Tim's is going to call my next movie.
Make it good. Make
I
it good.
You're not going
to
like it.
I think I might
Scott
be able to get
Calvin.
My third pick.
Hold on. I'll make it my third pick. I'll make it my third pick.
Okay.
Papa Shisha.
Pick number
Papa
two. Give me Home
Elves
Alone
with
2.
Attitude.
Home Alone 2.
For yeah. pick number 2. Home Alone number 2. Yep. Lost in New York.
That's a good one.
You know, that's a scary movie because...
The Pigeon Lady always gets
Pigeon
me.
Lady. Yeah. Freaks me out.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
I just, you know...
I watched both last Saturday morning.
Interesting.
Last Saturday morning, I woke up and had ideas of being productive.
Well,
and then
Home Alone 1 is
on.
Taken, and I just watched Home Alone 2. Mm. Yeah. pick number 3. This is. If I were to go back and watch it now, I would probably hate on it a little bit, so I'm not really teeing up this very well. But talk about nostalgia. I don't think you can get more nostalgic, at least for me, than The Polar Express.
That's a hot take.
That's a good
Tim's
movie.
Liked it.
That's a good movie. I don't think
okay.
it's I don't
top
think
five
it's,
movie. Top five. Movie.
Okay.
Oh, top cool. five.
Top five. Cool. That's bold.
Explain why it's top five.
One of the animation is way
okay
above its time.
I would agree
ahead
with
ahead of
that.
Its time. I mean, and
yeah, it's Tom Hanks, right?
Tom Hanks.
Oh yeah.
Hanks.
If you're doing 25 days of Christmas, that thing's like Christmas Eve worthy.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it is.
Oh, well,
Christmas
it does take place
spot.
On Christmas
yeah.
Eve,
yeah,
so that
exactly.
makes sense.
Yeah.
I think it's a great movie. I just top five is. Man, I don't know.
Okay,
we'll see.
Cool.
About it.
I like my pick then. It's Tim's approved.
That was on my list. I don't think it was.
Let's see what I come up with for 4 and 5.
Yeah, why don't
I've
you
got,
do some research over there?
All right.
I don't have a whole lot left.
We're gonna go newer. I need a comedy, and I need.
Oh,
a,
you're gonna take
and
it.
And I need a damn good comedy.
You're gonna take it.
Give me Bad Santa.
Oh no, that's not the one I thought you were gonna take.
I mean, it's just...
That's not the one I thought you were going to take.
But you agree.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Great movie.
Yeah, again, like that's the hard part about this is there's not a lot of bad movies on this list.
Have you even seen Bad Santa, Curlin?
No. There's no way he's seen Bad Santa.
I haven't.
You need to. Can you do that for me?
I can. Right now?
No.
00 says Polar Express is definitely top five.
Nice.
00, I don't think so.
It's good. It's not top five good.
It might be top 15.
All right, time to Google Christmas movies.
Is it
Bad
my turn
Santa
again?
With Billy Bob Thornton?
Yes.
Okay.
Colby, the one you just texted me is on my list. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I have some choices to make here because once I get to this part, it really kind of all varies. I could go a bunch of different ways, but I think with my third pick in the draft, I am going to take the classic claymation Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Okay. I did not on
the
my list.
The 1964 version.
Yep.
I had that on my list.
Yep. With the dentist and the and
yep.
the very annoying light that yep. Yep.
I can't believe you're going to get this movie at number 4.
I don't know. I have no idea what
you
you're
don't
thinking.
Know. It?
Oh,
okay.
No.
You might get it at you might get it for yours.
Now you got me thinking. Is there a movie I didn't think about? Okay, anyway.
Hold on, let me ask you this. I'm not going to pick it, but I looked up Christmas movies, and it says Mall Cop Paul Blart's Mall Cop is one.
I guess
that's
it does
Christmas
take
movie?
Place over like Black Friday.
Yeah. That's
not what I would. All right. Give all right that, I'll take that for number five.
He says he needs to get a girlfriend by Christmas. Maybe that's why.
Oh, that's it. Okay, so my number four pick, it's a household favorite of mine. I don't think it would make anyone else's list, but again, another movie I quote all year long. It's an inside joke with our family, and I'm going to go with Four Christmases with Vince Vaughn, John
list.
Favreau, Tim McGraw. Phenomenal movie.
Is Tim McGraw on Four Christmases?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. My favorite part is there's this scene, right, where Vince Vaughn is going to what's the guy? What's the dad's name? Robert Duvall's. Robert Duvall's house. And he gets him a satellite dish for Christmas. And he's up on the roof trying to drill it in. And John Favreau and Tim McGraw are just drinking beers. And Vince Vaughn rips the satellite off of the roof and flies off. And the funniest part of it is this little moment where John Favreau goes, "It's too far." And literally, like, is not helpful. It's so such a short moment, but it's so funny.
I'm debating this one, and I feel like it might lose the fan vote. But what's one of the biggest things when for Christmas? It's the gift, right? You got to get that the it gift. Mm-hmm. I don't know if nowadays it's really as.
Oh, I know what you're going with.
But there's always like one gift.
It?
That it's like
that's a horror movie.
It's like the one thing that you all have to get.
It's
and
like I
it's
remember when like
people
the
used to go to the mall. Yes,
came out or it was like the certain like Hot Wheels.
Correct
or whatever. Yeah,
I really miss that because nowadays you just go online and it's not really there.
You used to have to wait in store.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way with Sinbad.
Yes,
great movie. Yeah,
you got to get out of here. Such a good movie.
Oh, it's so good.
I have a unique situation ahead of me here.
I love doing these drafts because I get texts from family members and stuff that are like, pick this one, pick this one. My mom sent me one, and it's her birthday today. So happy birthday,
Happy birthday, mom.
And I'll have to see if it makes it around to me. I actually don't know if I've ever seen the movie.
If
that
it
she
doesn't,
sent me,
we'll let your mom
I think
make
I'm
pick.
Definitely picking one that I have not seen.
Okay.
Good just Lord. For like political reasons, just so you guys can't have it.
Okay,
you know, I'm gonna pick one just for the sake of when we put the draft
so that
results
you have a chance
out.
To
win. It's that I'm playing to win the game here, and I think I'll make it my number five pick just to be like, dang, they really left it go that long. Colby texted me one, and it is on my list, and the list has been dwindling.
Well, hold on a second here, Colby.
It was already on my list, though.
Yeah, but that's
and she's
more collusion.
And it backs up.
Listen,
we
had a lot more time to do sample sizing because he's so young. We've been watching Christmas movies for like half the time he's been alive. So.
Give me a.
My fault.
I know.
Because again, I'm going nostalgia here.
Wait, nostalgia? You said you haven't. Oh, that's nostalgia. The next one you haven't
seen. I'm gonna do number five. Okay. I'm going nostalgia here. Our family, I mean, I remember watching this at my grandparents' house. Give me the Muppet Christmas Spectacular.
That's a good one.
For number four.
The Christmas Spectacular or Christmas Carol?
Oh, I don't know.
The one with
Michael whatever Cain. The Muppet one is.
He doesn't even
know.
Yeah,
that
one.
That one.
Kermit's son is Tiny Tim or whatever.
Now I don't know.
Okay. Well, we're going to write it down.
Muppet Christmas Carol. Give me all of the Muppets.
It's got to be the Muppet Christmas Carol.
Good Lord.
And then for number five, I've not seen this movie. Maybe a shocker that I haven't seen this movie.
He's
going to
do this for Anarchy only.
I'm going to do this for I'm going on offense here, and people are going to hate me for not seeing this. Give me Die Hard.
Not a Christmas movie.
Yep.
No, it doesn't count.
Okay, well.
That's the one my mom texted
doesn't,
me.
So it's your birthday, but no, it doesn't count. It's not a Christmas movie.
I don't give a shit what you have to say.
But you have to
pick
a Christmas movie, and it's not a Christmas movie.
And okay. I love this argument every year because
I can't even make the argument. I haven't seen it.
No, I do believe that there are movies that are not Christmas movies that are Christmas movies. That are not billed as Christmas movies, but you watch around Christmas.
It's not a Christmas movie.
And we can get
movie.
Into them
So
after.
Can I pick Batman Returns?
Yes.
Sure.
Is that a Christmas movie?
I mean, it's not gonna bode well for...
It is 100% a Christmas movie.
Well, Brian doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah. I agree with Brian for the sake of this right
I
here.
Mean, if
you can present one reason why it's a Christmas movie, I might, like...
It takes place on Christmas,
thank you.
It?
That Yeah.
I but there's nothing about... There's Day. Nothing about the movie that is Christmassy.
I mean, I guess.
It's not a gift. It's not Santa Claus.
Shannon in the gift shop is giving you a dirty look.
Well, I like Shannon, so I can't yell at her.
Yeah. Are you telling me, Travis, like, the way, like, from the millions of times I've seen Die Hard, like, New York City policeman John McClane is visiting his estranged wife and two daughters on Christmas Eve. It can't get more Christmas than that. And then he joins her at the holiday party at the headquarters of a Japanese-owned business that she works for. Yeah. I mean, that's so Christmassy, man.
Kaylee, get out of here with this nonsense that it's more Christmassy than Santa Claus. Literally, Santa Claus is in the Santa Claus.
But the festivities are interrupted by a group of terrorists who take over the exclusive...
I've
gotta
never
watch
met Kaylee,
movie.
But is she drink in the mornings?
Not often.
Is she drunk?
Not often. But it's...
Alicia, you're right.
Man, we could have a full podcast just about arguing about whether or not
it'd be the first
Hard
time that this
Christmas
has ever
movie.
Been debated.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I'll give it to you to put on the list, but it's BS. It's not a Christmas movie.
I don't care. Take it up. Take it up with the
so
folks
let's
on
go,
two.
So your list is what? Go through one through five that you have.
Sucks, Christmas Vacation, Home Alone 2, Polar Express, Muppets Christmas, Die Hard.
You've got a good list.
Pretty good. I mean, it'll get him third place.
Yeah, probably. But
hey, I need all the Andrews to vote for my list right now. I'm counting on you guys.
And I've got Elf, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
We still have
Rudolph,
picks to make.
I still have picks to make. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Four Christmases. So there's a lot of ways that I could go with this last pick.
Well, so wait, on. But you've got
to go. And it's also
go.
Not my last
I have
pick.
To go first.
So I will wait to go with
that. I have Home Alone, The Santa Claus, Bad Santa, Jingle All the Way. Man, I don't know if I want to go classic.
There's a classic one that I think.
Jeff says he's drinking this morning. I'm off today trying to make DBC
good
proud.
For you, Jeff.
Man, this is
That's
tough,
why I love Jeff.
I think I'm gonna leave the classics and I'm gonna go.
Travis, you're covering your face with the.
I don't care.
I think I'm gonna take this.
Colby's trying to influence me with the pick. I know people love it, but I'm not going to do it because I don't like the movie. The Night Before.
The Night Before Chris?
The
night?
No, just The Night Before.
What's The Night Before?
With Seth Rogen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, never
underrated
seen it.
Good movie.
Never seen it.
Solid movie, I would say.
Okay. Never seen it.
So I'm going to say this movie because I don't think it's going to... Colby wanted Love Actually, which is a big fan favorite.
Not going to be my fifth.
But it wasn't going to be
it
mine.
It is a good one. Yeah, so I have a couple more on my list that I can run through. Before
Alicia, the Polar Express was mentioned. I picked Polar Express. So if you want to vote for someone,
wonder who's running
that's
social
on my list.
For the Dirty Mo account.
So...
Colby also has access to the YouTube chat and is complaining that no one picked Love Actually.
Yeah, Die Hard. Well done, Wheels. Agree with you.
I think a Christmas movie is decided by the audience and not by the director. But that's just me. Here's some ones that didn't make the list that are not going to be my fifth pick, last pick of the draft. A Christmas Story.
Sucks.
I've never seen it, and I don't ever plan on seeing
Good.
It, to be honest.
We can be friends.
I am a huge fan of Charlie Brown Christmas. I don't Classic. Think it's going to make my list this year. It's, in my opinion, my favorite thing about the movie is the song, and that was my number one pick in the song draft. The Holiday, Cameron Diaz.
That's what Kaylee just said.
Holiday is great. It's a great movie. That's another honorable mention. On the list of Christmas movies that are not Christmas movies, Harry Potter. Is one that I would have put
please.
On there.
Yep. Get out of there
nope.
with Harry Potter.
Harry Potter no. is a great movie series to start.
Oh, it's like a December movie.
Yeah, you do
it's like how
the
I
watch
Star Wars.
Double
exactly.
O, good
okay,
one. Grandma
fine.
Got Run Over
that's
by
fine.
Reindeer. Also great song.
Eight Crazy Nights, Adam Sandler. So many. Just Friends with Ryan Reynolds. It's an underrated Christmas movie. Probably one of the most underrated Christmas movies. But with my last pick, this came out in the last few years. It is an animated movie. It has won awards across the globe. It is phenomenal. I have cried watching
Marvelous.
This movie. Straight up.
Fantastic.
Klaus. If you have not watched it,
Emily
you need to go
heard
watch
of
it. Klaus is phenomenal.
What's
Double
premise?
O's on my side.
What's the premise?
Basically, there's this guy, and he is in the League of Mailmen. Okay? And stick with me here. And he gets sent off to the north to run this island that is like there's a feud going on the island between two families. And there's one guy who isn't a part of the two families, and he's a jolly white guy who builds sleighs and uses reindeer and has a white beard.
Santa Claus.
And builds toys for kids. And the mailman helps him bring the town gifts. It's a go watch it. Klaus is
okay.
Phenomenal.
So some other movies that I had on the list, Snow Day. I know it's not a great movie, but the idea of the snow day growing up.
Snow Day is a good one.
Miracle on 34th Street.
Of course, a classic. I didn't necessarily grow up watching it.
So. It's a Wonderful Life.
Santa Claus 2.
It's a Wonderful
Life.
Didn't
get picked.
Home Alone 2 is all right.
Home Alone 3?
No.
No, I know. I'm joking. That's bad.
Home Alone 3, they didn't even have Macaulay Culkin in it.
I know.
Fred Claus.
Okay. Yeah, Christmas with the Cranks.
I have no more honorable mentions because my list is gone.
Frosty the Snowman.
Wait, so every pick. Oh, yeah. Every pick. You thought you could get yours with that short list, and we picked all of your movies, right?
Yeah, I ended up being okay, but I had nothing
left
over.
Your giraffe says you weren't okay.
I had nothing left over.
Scrooged.
Okay.
Is a decent one. Let's see here. Jack Frost. Is a decent one, and yeah,
I'm behind
that's
on
pretty
the Christmas
much,
movies.
That's pretty much.
Do you know what? Like, have you watched any Christmas movies yet?
Honestly, like, I won't be the one to initiate putting a Christmas movie on. But if someone is like, "Hey, let's watch a Christmas movie," then I would be like, "Okay, let's watch
it." Oh, there's
a
few that I have to watch every year.
It's kind of like same with Christmas music. It's like I won't go out of my way to play it, but if someone plays it, I won't complain.
Back in the day when it was you had the radio in the car, I would, but now that it's like
exactly
you got your own music.
Now that I have
aux, I don't throw it on.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Do people say that now that I have aux? Is that a
yeah? It's a thing.
Yeah, it's like the aux cord.
I don't know if anyone.
I have the aux.
I thought we're past that.
The OX.
Okay, wait. So let's go over the lists so people can vote in the chat. Andrews, I need you guys to gang up against the
Who do you think won?
People. Okay, so mine was Christmas Vacation, Home Alone 2, Polar Express, Muppets Christmas, and the best Christmas movie of all time, Die Hard.
Travis, what did you have?
Home Alone, The Santa Claus, Bad Santa, Jingle All the Way, The Night Before.
All right. And mine was Elf, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Jim Carrey version, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Four Christmases, and Klaus. I don't know how I got Elf and the Grinch. I'm just going to say
you had
that.
A great start. Because like an unbelievable heavy hitter start.
But again,
start.
After that top tier, those
kind of falls off.
Those juggernauts, it kind of falls off, right? Then it becomes more about what you prefer.
That's why I feel like, thank you, Andrew. Hayes, is that Hayes? Like I'm reading from far away. I think
too.
It's Andrew.
I'm hearing
Hayes.
Like some sort of
are
like
you guys just banging in
someone's
there
like beatboxing on a microphone or something.
I feel like I have a good start to finish list.
I think I take this one.
I think you fell off.
I think I could have had Elf and four other movies.
No way.
Wow.
Oh, go. Kaylee votes for Dalton. That's,
like that means something.
Don't say it's tough, Double O. You know which one to
honestly,
to go
like
with.
Double O's vote counts
mine
for double.
Is,
no
is
pun
the most
intended.
Good.
Mine
Andrew.
Is the most solid.
Thank you, Jeff. For the first time, welcome to the team. Love it.
We'll get t-shirts made. We'll be
team Andrew.
Team Andrew, team
I mean,
Dalton, team Travis.
Yeah.
Curlin's 1, 2, and 3 are solid. The Muppet, I think, is throw-in. Obviously, the fifth is not a Christmas.
James,
but like,
go watch Klaus. I swear you will. It'll change your life. I mean, I'm not even kidding. It's so good.
Tim's, who's your vote?
I got Andrew.
All right. Colby?
Go to hell.
Come on.
Should have picked Love Actually.
I think I'm going to go with Travis.
Ooh.
Of course. Hey, I'm going to ask these people in the gift shop. Like, just say my name if you
yes.
don't mind.
Yes.
Yes. Team
Travis.
All three of them.
From the Caribbean.
Don't be Switzerland, Lance. Come on.
I will say for the chat, this is a tough decision. You all had good movies.
I think this is our closest draft to date for sure. I think Andrew mailed in the Thanksgiving one with Black Friday.
I honestly, I did not really. I didn't know what I was thinking going into
I was not on the same page,
and then I came in underprepared. So,
what is like the weekends look like for you guys around the holiday time? Do you guys go to any like Christmas markets? Are you guys big into like Christmas cocktails. Is that a thing?
Thank you, Alicia.
What do you do?
Are
you go ice skating?
He runs half marathons.
Yeah, I train for running races. That's no.
Nothing gets me in the spirit like that.
I mean, at least when I'm back home, when I'm back home in Illinois, my dad's side of the family comes in from Kansas City, and then a few of them live in the suburbs along with my grandparents, and we every now and then we'll find, and it's not every year, but most years we'll find a day to go to the city of Chicago, roam around, do all like the touristy Christmas stuff, which is a lot of fun. But honestly, like nothing really built up of like going out. It's more just spending time with family. So
gotcha. Travis just coughs.
I'm kind of low
Travis,
key.
Travis also, leans towards Dalton to cough. That's what he does.
I'm kind of low key because most, you know, like I haven't lived near family in a long time, and so I don't always get back. But like, listen, if, I love going to, you know, a bar and having, you know, those kinds of things. That they, sometimes if there's like the, you know, Christmas themed pop ups or whatever.
Are you guys ugly sweater people?
I have a taco ugly sweater that I wear. I break out every Christmas.
What's it say?
Oh man!
Is it like Taco Bell Christmas?
Tyler Reddick's sweater from yesterday is amazing.
Freddie's shirt was funny too.
Yeah. I have one sweater. As long as it still fits, I'm not gonna say what it is. You'll see it at the Christmas party.
Okay.
Gotcha. Oh, dang! I won't. I don't have the sweater on me. I should have brought it.
What do you mean you don't have it on
it's
you?
It's in Chicago. Should I
should fly should home I, and grab it and then come.
Should I?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to Florida this weekend because we have our parents. My parents have a house in Florida. I might have them bring it.
Yeah.
There you go.
You got to have something to wear for the Christmas party.
Yeah.
What about you? Do you got ugly sweaters?
I don't have an ugly one. I do want to get one.
Kaylee, buy him the most hideous one ever.
I mean, I want like, you know, Rocky level sweater. You know what I mean? Like the sweaters that Rocky used to wear in the that they were. Like traditionally ugly, not just like a big Santa face with like him drinking beer. I want something that like actually looks, or in the Santa Claus, you know, Neil, like the sweaters they used to wear. That's exactly what I'm looking for. Jeff says Gremlins wasn't mentioned. Never seen it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either. I'm not saying it's good, bad, just it's not on my list.
Yeah.
Here it is. It's kind of a bad picture, but.
Yeah,
it's just tacos.
Yeah, it's your face. I can see.
Yeah, it's
bad.
it's just tacos. Like that's it.
I do love tacos, so I mean, yeah. I'm all for it.
I'm festive.
Yeah,
that works.
It was gifted to me in a game of poker.
Gotcha.
Yep, that was the winning prize. Apparently,
I don't
taco sweater.
I don't know what Kaylee's
sending hieroglyphics. In yeah, the chat. I guess our emojis aren't updated on YouTube or something.
Oh, double O picked me. Come on.
Yeah, but 00 always picks you. Like, there's
no,
clearly,
he
like, he always picks you to go first.
He was deliberating for a while.
I think
the jury was out.
I think you were, like, probably texting him and Venmoing him. Like,
00, you know what? I expect more of you. You need to watch some of these movies, man.
Have some objectivity. It's a salute. Thank you, Kaylee.
Yep.
Anyways, we're back on good terms.
All right. That's,
this is fun.
Do we have anything else?
No,
to cover?
But we,
well, Tim's. I think clapping us out.
Coming up, maybe we'll do like a Christmas traditions draft or something.
Yeah,
Christmas
I'll be ready for that.
Something like that. I think we'll close
we'll keep
the.
It going.
I think we'll close the year out with that. Mm-hmm. So maybe not next week, the week after.
Something. I like the Christmas talk.
Hey, but
Christmas
on the Dirty Mo side, we've got some good stuff coming the next couple of weeks.
Here
like
we
the podcast feeds are going to be populating for everyone. So just keep an eye out for the DBC feed next week, the Dale Jr. download feed for next week. Awesome. All of Canada.
Shannon
is over
Shannon
there commenting
just...
in our chat.
Wait, really? Oh, my gosh. Everyone
right.
in the retail store votes for Die Hard.
If you're listening,
and that's my list.
If you're listening, go into the retail store, buy something, and tell Shannon she's wrong.
Let's go. I want
to
close.
But you have to buy something
that.
First.
Yes.
That's right.
And then tell her you're wrong. She's wrong.
But yeah, like you said, keep an eye on the podcast feeds because there will be stuff coming out. We have some fun stuff in the works.
Colby, don't patronize her, please.
The other thing I do want to say is we are trying to get to 380,000 subscribers. So if you are not subscribed to our YouTube channel, let's do that. I want to get there at least
before
the end of
the year. Smash that subscribe button.
And if we get past 380, then we'll set another goal. Maybe we'll go to 385.
Well, wait, we
got to
do something.
Once we get to 380, we'll figure it out.
Like there's got to be whether maybe, Travis maybe tries sushi for the first time.
Maybe it's
or
something like that, or there's a giveaway or something. We'll yeah. see. We'll have to talk with the people who actually make those decisions and not us. But, yeah, Travis should try sushi for the first time. We just forced Travis to watch Die Hard on Christmas Day.
Yeah, for the chat, I'll do it.
Okay.
Dang. For the people.
Oh, so Jeff, according to
Man
Google.
Man of the people.
It's not a movie.
All right. Well, thanks, y'all, for tuning in. Have a good weekend. We'll be back next week, probably sometime. And shout out to all the Andrews out there. You know, I don't know. We need to think of like a, you know, like a, yeah, handshake.
In the chat.
And that's it.
I'm just going to let him. I'm just going to let him sit there with that. I'm not going to partake in that.
Stop it.
Check out Dirty Mo Media on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram.